Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. This is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I say welcome to the Master's Call. We are tagging today, Hunger and Thirst After His Righteousness Monday. According to Matthew 5 and 6, it says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We glorify you. We honor you. Father, we just say thank you, thank you, thank you for another opportunity to say holy, holy, holy to your holy and righteous name. We glorify you, Father, for this day because this is the day you have made, and we definitely will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord, for your word because it's forever settled in heaven. And you told us, Lord, that those that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. So we hunger, Father. We thirst for your word. We seek your face this morning. And we thank you, Lord God, for honoring and blessing us in every way, Lord God. We ask you, Father, for a special blessing upon our co-founders, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. We ask that you strengthen them and that you keep them and that you continue to pursue a great manifestation in their hearts and their minds and even their will, Father, to serve and glorify your name. We thank you, Father God, for the people that are on this call this morning. We ask you, Father, that you fill their cups until it overflows. And we say thank you, Father, for doing it and for honoring our prayer requests. We ask you, Father, that you bless artists' life in its entirety, strengthen the owners, the founders, Lord God, Alejandro and Elvia. We ask that you continue to surround them with your blessings and your protection, Father, as they travel around the country. We ask you, Lord, that you have your way on this call. Anoint the speaker in such a special way, Father God, that we all will adhere to the voice of God. We glorify you, Father, for it is done. It is well in our spirits, and we say yes to your will. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah and amen. And now I will now turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
I'm here, Minister Brenda. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, I am. Take it away, sister. God bless you.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda, for seating us and greeting us this morning, for giving us our tag for this day, Hunger and Thirst After God's Righteousness Monday. And so we thank you for serving us in excellence and pray that your day and your week will be blessed. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Inglewood, California, and I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and I welcome you to the Master's Call. The Master's Call started back on October the 25th of 2010 by our two phenomenal co-founders, Dr. P.K. Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And I thank God for their yes because it allows for the mission statement of this call to go forth. And that is that your life will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day here on the Master's Call with the Master. You can go to our website, which is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. You can see that all of our messages have been archived since the beginning of this call. Also, today we are starting a fast, and we will be fasting for the next 10 days. And so we were asked to contact Dr. P.K. Patton in regards to our prayer directives, but you can also find additional prayer directives and information on our website as well. Also, there may be something going on with you and you don't have an opportunity to wait until Friday to give your information. You want us to be in agreement with you immediately, then I ask that you would just send us an email to info@themasterscall.net and our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. The vehicle and the tool that brought most of us together here on the Master's Call is a phenomenal health and wellness company known as Artist Life. And an appointment with Artist will change your life, but only if you let it. So each and every single day, we have the opportunity to head over to the new morning motivational call. And today is Inspirational Monday, and our own Minister Cynthia Cox from the Boogie Down Bronx will be our speaker on the new morning motivational call for Inspirational Monday. So please dial 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-pound, and that will be immediately following this call today. Well, I hope you have your pens, your pads, your notebooks, your tablets, your Bible, and you're ready to hear what thus says the Lord. So our speaker for this morning is one of our co-founders here on the Master's Call. She is definitely precious. She is efficient. She is kind. She is outstanding. She is loving. She is anointed. She is a wife. She's a mother. She is a minister, she is an evangelist, she is an entrepreneur, she is a Gigi. I'm telling you, this lady loves God and loves the people of God. And at this time, without further ado, she is our anointed and appointed speaker for today. And so I would like to ask for our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Patton, if she would come to the line right now and let us hear what thus says the Lord. Dr. P.K., are you out there this morning?
Good morning, my dear Minister Tiffany Terrell. Good morning. How are you over on that West Coast this morning?
I am doing awesome, and I can't help it. Thank you so much for asking, and the platform is yours.
Thank you. You are super fantastic, and I love and appreciate you. I do honor this morning our prayer general. I tell you, you are right on it. We who hunger and thirst after the Lord shall be filled. That should be my sermon this morning. I tell you, just absolutely super fantastic, my dear. We love, love, love each and every one of you who work so diligently to ensure that this call go forward each and every morning, Monday through Friday, without a hitch. I do thank God for my co-founder here on the call this morning. She is just a rock, a solid rock, and I thank God for you, Pastor Vanessa. I do honor God, who is the head of my life. I very seldom say that, because I work hard at living it. However, I love, love, love the Lord. There's a little old song that I learned when I was a little girl. Oh, how I love Jesus. Why? Because he first loved me. But now that I've gotten older, I love him because he is just God all by himself. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm feeling good down to my sanctified toes this morning, feeling like I preach on the inside. And as we prepare to go forward with the word this morning, and we are going to do it in a timely manner, even though I have cooked up enough here to preach for an hour and a half without stopping. But God has blessed me to have a man in my life who brings some real balance and can throw an eye at me and let me know that it is time to stop. So without further ado, I'm going to bring to you the chocolate on my cake, the cream in my coffee, and the love of my life right now, Mr. Lester Wallace Patton, who's going to read our scripture for today. And then I'm going to go into the word. The word today is all about prayer and fasting. For those of you who have called in, have joined the team, today we are ready to roll. For those of you who have been standing on the sidelines wondering whether you should, I tell you, today is the best time to jump on board. We'd love to have you come aboard this train, this glory train, because God is going to do something super fantastic for each and every one of us. Banks, would you read the word for us today?
Good morning, TMC family. Good morning, Minister Tiffany and Minister Terrell. And good morning, Minister V. How are you doing? And tell Mother hello for me. We're going to start off this morning with Esther, 4th chapter, 1 through 5 verse. When Mordecai learned about all that had been done, he tore his clothes, put on burlap and ashes, and went out into the city, crying with a loud voice and bitter wail. He went as far as the gate of the palace, for no one was allowed to enter the palace gate while wearing clothes of mourning. And as news of the king's decree reached all the province, there was a great mourning among the Jews. They fasted, wept, and wailed, and many people laid in burlap and ashes. When Queen Esther, maid and eunuchs, came and told her about Mordecai, he was deeply distressed. She went and sent clothing to him to replace the burlap, but he refused it. Then Esther sent for Hesai, one of the king's eunuchs, who had been appointed as her attendant. She ordered him to go to Mordecai and find out what was troubling him and why he was mourning. Dr. PK.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you for the word. Why was he mourning? What was going on with Mordecai? Oh, my goodness. Our message today, I've entitled, is standing, taking a stand on your knees, taking a stand on your knees, the incredible power of prayer and fasting. Well, you all, one thing that I have learned through my walk with God is the importance of prayer with fasting. I tell you, prayer with fasting is one of the most powerful, but perhaps one of the least used spiritual success tools in the life of an average Christian. May I say that again? Prayer and fasting. Prayer with fasting is one of the most powerful, but perhaps one of the least used spiritual success tools in the life of the average Christian today. Why do I say that? Well, fasting is, as we have discussed down through these months, we have told you what fasting is. Bottom line, it is going without food voluntarily so that we can become more attentive to God's will, God's purpose, and God's plan for our lives. So when we are praying, it is more than just skipping a meal. It is more than just turning down your plate. It is seeking God to hear what it is that he would be saying to us in our lives today. In our story today, this is what Esther did when she found out what was going on with her uncle, her adopted father, Mordecai. And she decided, in response to the plot that Haman had to have all the Jews in the Persian Empire murdered, she decided that she needed to call a fast. You all, God has given to Pastor V and I a clarion call for us to say to you, it is time for us to pray and fast. As we look at the world around us now, as we see what is happening on CNN, Fox, and all of these other TV stations, I wonder what would happen if we would just turn them off for these 10 days. If we turn the TV off and just let whatever happened over there happen, and let what God wanted to happen over here with us happen, what would really be the end result of this powerful fast? It's going to be good anyway. But I'm telling you, what would happen if we just took it a step farther? Because, you see, food was so important and vital for the people there in this particular setting. I want you to know, higher glory to God, that it was so important that this is what the Esther said to her people. I want you all to turn your plate down for 3 days. I want you to not only turn your plate down, but turn your glasses down. She took these people on a fast that I call the air pudding fast. Some folk call it the dry fast. Some said it was a fast whereby the body was absolutely crucified. The flesh was crucified so that the people of God could hear what it is that they needed to be doing. You all, the United States is in a place where we need to fall on our faces. All your glory to God. Calling out to God, asking him, what must we do? What must we do? What must we do, Lord, to be saved? Here in Esther 4, 15 through 17, Esther says, go and get all the Jewish people in Shusa together for my sake. Fast. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night and day. I and my servant girls will also fast. Then I will go to the king, even though it is against the law. And if I die, I die. Oh, glory to God. How many of us would take a stand today and said, if I die, I will die, to go and hear what it is that God would want us to do? How many of us will do that? Well, here is Esther. She needed to do something to get her uncle out of the situation that he was in, because he was in a dangerous place. He should not have been in that courtyard, especially in sackcloth and ashes. And she knew that he was going to die if she had not gotten him out of there. That's one thing. But in addition to that, glory to God, I thank you and I just praise you today, for I feel your anointing in this thing. I believe God is asking us to do something that we have not done, so that we could get what we have not received. If you have fasted and it's easy for you to turn your plate down, you need to find something that it is not easy for you to do and offer it up unto God over these next 10 days and watch and see what God will do for you. God has blessed us as a country here in the United States. He has given us so much. We have become absolutely small. It is time for us to give something back. Help me today, God. What must we do? Well, here is Esther as she prepares for her mission. She knows that what she's getting ready to do could very well cause her life. You see, from a human point of view, everything was against Esther and the success of her mission. The law was against her because nobody was allowed to interrupt the king. The government was against her. For the decree had already been set and said that she was to be slain. Her sex was against her. Women were not considered to be a real human for real. They were property, because the king's attitude toward woman was very chauvinistic. The officers were against her because they did only those things that would make them look successful in the eyes of Haman. Glory to God. In one sense, even the fast could have been against her. For going 3 days without food and drink would not necessarily improve her appearance our physical strength as she was getting ready to go before the king. But as Romans 8:31 says, if God be for us, who can be against us? Say that out loud with me this morning. If God be for us, who can be against us? As we stand here in these grand and this great United States of America and look around us, we should ask that question. I don't care who's against us. If God is for us, who shall be against us? I am feeling really emotional this morning because I know we are at a serious place in our lives. And my prayer today is that each of us will see and know that we are standing in a special place, that we have been called to a special mission, that this assignment is so great that we cannot take it lightly. Thank you, God. The power of prayer and fasting. That is what Esther utilized. Through prayer and fasting, we position ourselves where God can most bless us. We position ourselves in a place of strength and honor. We position ourselves in the place of victory. So, when you have a situation facing you like we have today, we need to position ourselves, pray, and fast, and know that we are going to receive from God what we ask. Before Esther took a stand before the king, she took a stand on her knees. Before we take a stand in our communities, in our churches, in our associations, in our whatever, wherever we are going to stand and talk, Pastor V has said to us, stop talking and complaining, and let's go on our knees and pray and fast, and then get up and open our mouths, because then we can say what God would say, and it will certainly make a difference. Good God of mercy, are we out of time already? Let me tell you, I have, baby said, I got 2 minutes. Let me tell you this. We have talked to you over these past months about why to fast. What are the benefits of fasting? What can we get from fasting? Well, I want to just mention two of them. I'm going to mention them to you today. I'm not going to preach on them. I'm just going to remind you that I've already told you, but I'm telling you in another way. What are we looking for? What are we wanting to get? What is the bottom line? What is the thing that I want God to give all of us more than anything else? Number one, I want God to increase our insight. I want him to open our eyes, drop the scales from our eyes, unstop our ears so that we can see, hear, and know what it is that God would have us to do. We want to truly understand God's plan for us right now. Okay. Well, you all, let me tell you right quick. When Queen Esther went and stood in the courtyard, you all, she was prepared. Sister girl was dressed in royalty. I believe that she had her perfumes on. I believe that she looked so good that, and she knew where to stand. She knew to stand where the king was going to be able to see her. And when he looked out and saw her standing with such confidence, her stand caused him to be curious. And so he asked her, he said, wait a minute now, what is it? What is it? Why is she standing there? What is it that she really wants? He asked her, what can I do for you, my queen? He put the sepulcher out to her, but not only did he do that, he went on and asked her, you all, she prepared to go before the king. Are we prepared? Did we get our water together? Have we been cleaning our system with our ultra body cleanse? Have we been getting in the word, getting some scripture? Have we gotten our book, The Maker's Diet, The Revolution, The 10-Day Diet? I hate that that's one thing that I don't like about the book, the name of it, because I don't like diet at all. But it is a super fantastic book. It has blessed me for 7 iterations, and it's going to bless me in this one and you as well. And number 2, and the final thing I want us to get out of this, and I just have run completely out of time. The second thing is, not only do I want God to increase our insight as we are preparing to receive from him. You see, because fasting doesn't cause you to change God's mind. It causes you to truly understand what it is that God has for you for this season in your life. The second thing, I want God to reduce our stress. We have so much stress in our lives, and stress is causing cancer, and stress can absolutely kill you. Stress is a deadly thing. I want God to reduce your stress so that you can become calm about where you are, knowing that even though we live in a very stress-filled environment right now, stress-filled world right now, God can come in and give us what we need to just relax in him. We need to learn how to sleep. We need to get our rest. We need to rest in the Lord. And I'm going to talk more about that next week. I can't just let this go. I've got to talk to you about the importance of getting your rest and reducing stress. Okay? All righty. With that being said, let us get ourselves positioned and postured so that God can do something absolutely astronomical for us during these next 10 days. God bless you, and come on back and take it, Minister Tiffany.
God bless you. Thank you, Dr. PK Patton and Brother Lester Patton, for that profound instructional message this morning on prayer and fasting. For those of you who have just joined us, we invite you to go back to our website to get that information. I'll give you that information shortly. But at this time, we will pray over our prayer request, and then Dr. PK will come back and give us our benediction for this day. Let us go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless your name. We praise your name. We glorify you, and we magnify you. We realize that we cannot do anything without you, but with you, we can do all things. So on this day, we surrender, we submit ourselves unto you, God, as we get prepared and positioned and postured for this fast and praying in the next 10 days, God. We say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Father. I pray for each and every person that is under the sound of my voice, God, that you would continue to do greater and newer things in their lives. I speak healing. I speak deliverance. I speak favor. I speak blessings and increase over each and every single life. And I pray as we go through this fast with you, God, that you would allow us to see just how amazing you are. And these things I decree and declare, in the matchless, in the mighty, in the magnificent, in the marvelous name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, as we hunger and thirst for your righteousness, in Jesus' name, amen. So I would like to thank each and every single one of you for dialing in and joining us here on the Master's Call. Please go back and listen to the replay, 712-432-1085. The access code is 957-677-pound. We'll be heading over to the new morning motivational call, where it is Inspirational Monday, where our speaker will be none other than the Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox from the Boogie Down Bronx. That number is 712-770-4005. The access code is 294-617-pound. I would like to thank Minister Brenda Henry Terrell for seating us and greeting us and opening us up in prayer. and for giving us our tag for this day. And I would like to thank Dr. P.K. Patton and Brother Lester Patton for bringing that word today on our fast and praying, which will be taking place these next 10 days. And to each of you who have dialed in, thank you, thank you, thank you. And it has been an honor, a privilege, and pleasure for me to serve you in excellence this morning. And at this time, I'll turn the call over to Dr. PK to give us our benediction for this day.
Thank you, dear God. Help us to realize how prayer and fasting will increase our insight and reduce our stress. Now, may your grace and your mercy rest, rule, and abide with each of us as we go forth this day, being a light for you in this world of darkness. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Go out and live a super fantastic life, loving and supporting each other. Bye-bye.